podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, 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 hello. It is the Q&A for Game Week 25. Was just Game Week 24. It seems like yesterday. Feels like yesterday Game Week 24 is going ahead. But it is now the Q&A for Game Week 25. You're joining me, El Fozzy, as we call me, the ever-descending El Fozzy, the stepping down El Fozzy, shortly leaving the top 100K, and the lovely Sam of FPL Family. Say hello, Sam.
Hello. Everybody okay?
I'd like to thank Sam hugely, because she actually managed to update the graphics just shortly before going live, so you can have our ranks on the screen. She was very insistent we did that, so I hope you're enjoying that, because as you can see, Sam has surpassed me this week. Last week I was around just inside the top 50k. Now I'm just inside the top 100k or something like that. And Sam is going the other way. So hi, bye. That was fun. Yes. Do we need to talk about fantasy football anymore, or can we go on to something else? Because I'd rather talk about something else. I've
had a time. Yeah, let's talk about Captain and Jota. That was nice.
Talk about Captain and Jota. I almost did. For the whole week, I almost did, and then I didn't. Should we move on to talk about our teams a little bit and see how we've done and then what we're talking about doing? Is that your team? Whose team have I got up there? That's my team, isn't it? Oh dear. So yeah, that's my team up there. That's the wrong way of doing it. So I'll tell you a little bit about my teleplay this week. I was all set up. I had Jota captain all throughout the week. I was just deciding whether to bring in Salah back early or to bring in KDB or to bring in Fernandez ahead of next week's double game weeks. That was my main choice. And I did what I promised I'd never do to myself this season. And I listened, I watched other people's advice right up until the streamline, and I made a last-minute decision. I was sucking in by someone going, oh, if you get Salah in as captain, he could be a big differential. So I did it, and I literally changed 2 minutes before the deadline from Jota to Salah. Never make major decisions just before the deadline. Do not, unless, of course, you've got injury news or something like that come in. Just never do it. I swore to myself I wouldn't. I did. I have been punished accordingly. So this week I got a massive 2 points from my decision to captain Salah. Meanwhile, Jota, captain, as which were many other people, managed to get 32. So for those listening on the podcast. Yes, I'm going to try and run through my team. The slight niggle is I can't actually see my team very well. There we go. I will do it now. I've blanked my team out of my memory. So my team was, I had De Gea, 2 points. Emerson Royale, 1 point. TAA, 6 points. Cancelo, 7. Good old TAA and Cancelo, always reliable. Gray, and he got the 1 point before he was subbed off in Everton's latest dramatic defeat. Madison, 2 points. Bowen, 11. Jota, 16. Salato. Edward, the player transferred in, got 1. And Kane got 2. I had Dennis waiting on the bench, had Salah not come on, which would have been all round better. So yeah, so far, that was a pretty disastrous week for me, to be honest. 51 points rather in the end. Not good. I think the average was higher than that, and I think that the average is actually 50, but like in the top 10k, the average is a lot higher. And I guess we have to talk about your team, do we? Or do we not? Do you want to talk about it?
Yes, please.
I want to talk about your team. So this is how not to do it, is my team, and then we're going to go on to the how to, which is I think is Sam's team here. Again, because my little screen, I can't actually see that clearly. So I'm assuming you can confirm that's your team, Sam. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it was a good week for my differentials. It was one of the only weeks where I'd gone into it. I was actually genuinely quite afraid of this game week because obviously I didn't have Salah and I was thinking if he comes back, it's going to be a disaster. But then actually I think it worked quite well not having Salah in because it meant I kept Jota, who was my captain, so that was positive. Jacob Ramsey is literally my hero. I am a fully signed up member of the Jacob Ramsey fan club. 14 points from him was delightful. And yeah, Cancelo and Trent, I've got Ramsdale in goal, so his 9-pointer was very nice. Couple of disappointments in there. I think, you know, there's some players in there. I'm looking at you, Cristiano, thinking, why are you still in my team every week? It's a bit of a disaster every time I play him. But he's got one more week, game week 25. And then after that, he'll be saying cheerio.
Ramsey's interesting. He's the top scoring midfielder in the Villa team. He's 4.7.
Yeah, three double-digit holes in the last week.
How long have you had him in for? How long have you had? Every other week he's had last five, he's had a haul, blank, haul, blank. So
I've owned him for all three of his double-digit hauls. So I got him just before. I got him the week that he first double-digit hauled. So I've owned him since he was 4.5 million. So he's been a massive differential for me. And, I mean, I think I did it because I wanted a way into the Villa team. They've got games in hand. The fixtures were really nice. Didn't really have the budget for the more expensive Villa midfielders. So going in with Ramsey allowed me to use my team structure well. The thing is with him is obviously he's that fifth midfielder spot, but he doesn't play like a fifth midfielder. You don't want to bench him ever. So basically it means I've got to play five across midfield, which at the moment, you know, is fine. I'm happy to do that. I would like to upgrade some of my midfielders. You know, Bernardo Silva, I think, has had his time now. Probably time to look to move him on. But yeah, Jacob Ramsey, even at 4.7, he is still phenomenal value.
I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible value. I mean, like the Villa. I was looking at Coutinho as well, which turns out would have been a brilliant pick this week as well. But yeah, there's a lot. There's plenty to admire about Villa at the moment. Obviously, Dino at the back as well. Not would have been a great week this week, but I think that there's a lot to admire there. I was going to do something very quickly, and I won't dwell on it. I really won't dwell on it because he's not here, and people seem to care about him. So I'm going to just going to pick out Az's team. If you care about Az, not here. I mean, still beat me despite being off on his jollies. This week he had De Gea, TAA, Cancelo, Dinya, Fernandez, Foden, Jota captain. Again, why would you not? Bowen, Martinelli, who basically did the kickoffs this week. Ronaldo and Antonio. But it's Jota captain, right? It's the Jota captain week. That's I haven't looked at the numbers, but I imagine a lot of the top 10k would have gone with Jota. We'd want that Liverpool cover, you know, against a weak less defence, and probably wouldn't have had Salah back yet. So, it's congratulations to everybody that did that. Well done. I feel very happy about it. I'm glad that my Salah differential captain was such a disaster. But yeah. Anyway, so that's the game weeks. Let's look ahead and start talking about the next week. It's gone now. It's gone.
Forget it, Chris. It's in the past.
10K. It's done. We're just playing for fun now. Let's kind of have a look at the kind of fixtures coming up. Obviously, we've got a double ahead, so we'll talk about that. We can take some questions in a minute as well. I've got a lot of questions, so we're going to come to you. Don't worry, folk in the chat. But before we get into the questions, what are you thinking about for double? You said to me earlier you weren't probably going to make a change. So how are you lined up? You've got Ronaldo.
I've got Ronaldo. I've got Sanchez. So I've got one from each. I don't feel. So the thing is for me, double game week 26 is the key. And I think you have to kind of think more longer term than just looking at targeting double game week 25. Because anyone that I bring in for game week 25 won't double again in 26. And I want to make sure that I've got Salah in my team. I want to make sure that I've got Kane in my team moving forward. So in order to be able to do all of those transfers I want to make, I can't really do that this week because I can't lose Ronaldo ahead of the double game week that he's got this week. So rolling transfer for me makes a lot of sense. I'm terrified of not owning Salah for the game at the weekend, but his record against Burnley isn't the best. So I'm clinging to a kind of, it's a rail thread that he might not absolutely bash Burnley. So yeah. I'm gonna just hold my transfer this week. I can afford for a few price rises because I've got like 5 million in the bank. So I can afford for Salah to go up. I can afford for Weghorst to go up. I can afford for Kane to go up and it not be a problem. So I'm going to hold fire this week and move forward. I mean, Sanchez looks good for the double. Nice goalkeeper, rotates nicely with Ramsdale through his blanks as well. So happy with that. Don't feel I want to invest any more in either of those two sides though.
No, I mean, as I said, I was looking, one of my options this week, which I didn't take, my main decision was going to be between getting rid of Decore, who's been hanging around my team like a bad son for a while, and getting in either one of the big hitters, either Salah, Fernandez, or KDB. To do that, I had to downgrade DCL, which I was planning to do anyway because I want to see Everton, want to see him playing regularly and Everton scoring, which they obviously didn't in either of those before I do bring him back in. But and I wanted to get Edouard because everyone was talking about Edouard. Everyone was giving me the big eye about Edouard. not so much as it turns out. So that was, I leapt on to, I didn't, that was not my plan, it was not ever my idea, but I thought, well, that's a good way, I can get Edouard in, I can get obviously ahead of his doubles coming up as well. So, but I was looking at Fernandez, and I now only have De Gea for this week. I think I've got Duffy still, who's again hanging around with the touch screen playing thing, but I'm not sure if I even want to get any more. I think I'm gonna hold as well. I can't get much worse from it at the moment. So I think I'm gonna hold and not bother about trying to bring in, you know, I if I wanted to bring Fernandez, I shouldn't have last week. I didn't. So I think I did consider whether I could bring in Dalot, but I don't know. I don't even think United look that great defensively still. So
no.
It's not a, you know, I don't really want, I've got De Gea already for my United defensive coverage. I don't really want more. So I think this is a bit of a trap this week for, yeah, trying to chase the doubles, a bit of a trap, really. I feel the doubles, United are too inconsistent still. It's too unclear who's going to get the points. You know, you could have Fernandez or Ronaldo, and either or both could absolutely haul. I don't think Brighton's going to be a very easy game for them. I think Brighton will be very difficult to break down. Southampton, it could be decent number of goals in that, but I think Brighton game would be very tight. So I think you're absolutely right with that. What about the single game week fixtures we're looking at here? Villa against Newcastle. I mean, you've obviously got, you know, Ramsey there. You're very happy with that in going into that. And City against Norwich is obviously one that people will be targeting and expecting a lot from their City midfielders. Is there any particular fixtures you're thinking of, anybody you would want in this week if you were going to transfer?
Salah. I think that's the thing, Salah, isn't it? You've got to look ahead. Salah, so maybe. Yeah, Rubbish. You've got to look ahead. So Liverpool have got a beautiful double in game week 26, where you're going to want to have three Liverpool players for that. So if you haven't got three already, you probably want to be looking to do that this time around, or at least know how you're going to do it next week. You know, having a look at Burnley, the double for them in 26 and 27. So if you haven't got a Burnley player, yes, they've got Liverpool next, but having a strategy in place to get them in for 26. So I think for me this week, it's all about getting a strategy in place and thinking through the transfer that you make, so that it's not just a transfer that you've then got to replace again next week, unless your team looks brilliant already for 26. And then you can just do the hokey cokey on somebody, take them out for this week and bring them in for next. But, you know, Liverpool on paper have a nice fixture against Burnley, Man City have a great fixture against Norwich. So you're not going to want to take those players out and replace them with probably a Liverpool, a Manchester United player, even if they've got the double, because, you know, Brighton are really good away from home. They're tight at the back. They don't give up a lot of chances. They won't concede a lot of goals. Southampton aren't as good on the road. Majority of their goals are conceded away from home. Yeah. So there could be opportunities in that Southampton game, but of course that's early on in the game week. So I think it's more like 1.5 games is the way I see it for Manchester United. So don't destroy your team investing. There's plenty of single game weekers out there. Like you've mentioned Villa already, investing in them makes an awful lot of sense moving forward.
I think that's a hole in my, I mean, I've, it's one of the many, it's one of the many holes in my side at the moment is the lack of a Villa presence. I've been thinking it could continue for a while. I've been sitting thinking while he's scoring considerable numbers. It's just difficult. I'm looking ahead to that. I think really, like you say, this week is, have, you know, obviously make sure you've got some good representation of the big teams, but it is all about holding for the, prepare for the next, for game week 26. And the question I've got is how many game week 26 doublers should you be aiming for? I think I've got about seven at the moment, and, or I think it's, it was seven and nine with the numbers I was looking at. I don't think I was going to take the hits to get to 11 or free hit or anything like that. How many are you aiming for? How many have you got already, do you think?
I've got six, I think. And then with the transfers that I would be making, that will probably get, I might have five, and that will get me to about eight or nine, I think, by the time the double goes around, depending upon which players I take out.
Yeah.
I think for me, that's enough, because there are certain players that you're going to want to play anyway, aren't there, that are playing in single game week teams. Yeah, so, you know, you look at Manchester City. Exactly. You're going to play Cancelo. All right, he's got a single game week against Spurs, but you're 100% going to play Cancelo in that game. So that's one spot that you haven't really got a question on.
Yeah.
Then you've got the goalkeeper situation. Now, depending upon what your goalkeeper strategy is, if you've got a single game week goalkeeper, then I don't think it's worth a hit changing them for a doubling goalkeeper. So, you know, you just have to weigh up the pros and cons of the transfers that you make. I don't think you need to have 11, I think is the point that I'm making, because they're going to be single game because you want to play.
And if you don't have 11, I guess we'll come on to this again, but it's the triple captain chip.
Yes.
That is, you know, the triple captain on Salah is still the favoured strategy, I think. Amongst most top players, not that I will count myself under that or ever have, to be fair. Yes. Okay, we're going to go on to your questions in a second. I'm sure we'll cover some of these points. Before we do that, I have to do a quick shout out for So Rare, which is a partner for this video and for Scout and generally one of the games we work with. And So Rare Academy is a completely free to play version of So Rare that we've kind of built on top of So Rare. I've not built it again. Somebody much more skilled and talented than me has done that. But it's basically a game where you get to basically pick five players from a list of loads of teams all across Europe who are playing this week. So you can have Liverpool players. You can have some of the players from the Premier League that have not been that have been transferred in. There's only like one or two Premier League clubs at the moment. That might change next year. But you can play people from Paris, from the French League, from the Spanish League, from the German League. And you basically want to pick the five players you think have got the best chance of scoring the most points. There's lots of data there about the instructions. Really simple to play. Really easy to sign up. Even though it's completely free to play, you can win a limited So Rare card for the top 10 managers each week. We give away cards which have varying values, because it's the thing with these values of the real cards, they go up and down. If you're interested and you're into kind of trading cards, or you're into playing games for cash, they obviously have a cash game effectively where you buy in the cards and then you play to win extra rewards, and then you can trade your cards. So it's like this NFT, which is very popular right now. You each card is an NFT, so you can actually sort of sell on your cards to other players or to the market or elsewhere. It's definitely worth checking out. And I say you don't have to pay. You don't have to put any money in. And I know it's entirely down to you. This is completely free. But do check it out. Again, go to So Rare Academy's link in the description. And there's a link off the front of Scout. But do check that out. Anyway, cool. Moving on to your questions. So I'm going to leave up those stats up there. So let's start looking at the questions. We've got those questions in. I'm going to go from the top. JC is fighting for top 10k. I remember that was like Jay. I remember that back in the day. I remember that. It's not worth it, mate.
Oh, man. Chris.
So your thoughts on Kane, Gray, Allen and Dennis for Salah, Coutinho and 2 4.5. So that's quite a big, a minus 12 straight away. Boom, minus 12ing, getting
Kane, who's going out there? Kane,
Gray,
who are
Allen and Dennis for Salah, Gray, Coutinho and 2 4.5s. So that's quite a lot. Kane out? I mean, ooh, I don't know. Would you? I mean, Gray and Allen, fair enough. The Everton revolution, I'm not going to go on that. I've already been criticised in the chat. I'm not going to say anything about Everton. There's not much you can say about Everton. I see the shirt behind me. I've been a fan when they were bad years ago, not just bad recently. But yeah, what do you think about that?
I mean, Salah, yes. Coutinho, yes. Taking out Kane ahead of a double game week, even though it's not the best double game week in the world, feels a bit difficult, particularly for a hit, like, and a 12-point hit as well. I don't know if I would want to do all of those things this week. I think I'd be inclined to do a little bit of it and then come back and do the rest. Like, take it. I mean, it doesn't say if he's got Ramsey, but maybe taking Gray down to Ramsey might be a good way of covering.
I mean, Ramsey, as we've said, is, I mean, like, incredible value. Could be like the best sort of differential, sub 5 game to be at the moment. I've got to look at the points, but that's incredible. So
you
I could also go
Cornet as well, if he's okay with the team news later on today. Let's see if he's all right. But going to, Ramsey and Maxwell Cornet might also give you that opportunity to spread a little bit more love across the rest of the team.
You can't lick Cornet. Moving on. Oh dear.
Oh dear. Oh,
fantastic. I've got 99 more jokes like that.
Oh dear.
Ice cream fun. So moving on. For wild card game week 25, this is Manuel. Ronaldo for 25, and then in game week 26 to Kane or Bruno, and in game week 20. So then game week 26 to Kane or Bruno for. No, I said, got it. Sorry, I completely misread that. Should he go for Ronaldo, then move to Kane, or Bruno and move to Son? So this week he's looking at having either one of either Ronaldo or Bruno, and then moving to Kane or Son the week after.
This is quite tough, this one, because in many ways I think Son is a better pick than Kane in terms of his, obviously got additional points for goals, additional points for assists, the clean sheet points if Spurs ever keep a clean sheet again, all of that stuff. But I do think that with the way that the midfield positions are going, there are so many midfield options that you could go with. So, you know, we've already spoken about two cheap ones in Corne and Ramsey. Both of them look like great options. Ramsey's in great form. Corne's got the double-double, like plenty of potential in there. Plus, then you've got the other players that you would want, the likes of Salah. You can't not have Bowen at the moment. You might want to go with somebody like a Rafinha or, you know, somebody else. So all of that stuff means the midfield spots are quite highly contested. And for me, that's part of the reason why I'm going to go Kane, because there isn't really anyone else in that forward spot that I think is worth the investment at that price point. And it's really easy to come down from Kane to a Weghorst, a Watkins, a Dominic Calvert-Lewin, whoever it might be that starts performing if he doesn't. So I'd lean on the Ronaldo and Kane train, I think.
Is my mic still quiet? I've got it right here next to me. I can only assume there's something that's taken from the camera rather than this. Anyway, I'm doing my best. I'll try and be... I'm really sorry, guys. I'm doing nothing different to how I have done before. I've got a mic with a light on and it's right next to my face here. Is that better? I don't know. This thing on? It's really close by. I'll try and speak loudly anyway. Question from Stephen, who's given us some money. Thank you very much, Stephen, Super Chat. Two free transfer this week. Would you do Rafinha to Fernandes this week and have two free going forwards? Or, and he has Ronaldo already. So would you do, he's got Ronaldo already. Would you go into Fernandes this week and then he's still got two going forward? Is that a good punt? I'm just checking. Leeds have Everton.
They've got Everton.
Could be anything. I mean, to be honest, could be 400 goals.
I don't know that I really love the double up with Manchester United attack, like having Bruno. Did he say he's got Bruno and Ronaldo?
Ronaldo already, and he's saying Fernando, Rafinha to Bruno.
I don't know if I love that double up. You know, I think I'd prefer. I mean, it depends, doesn't it? If there's nothing else about your team that would set you up better for game week 26, then absolutely do it. Yeah. But if you don't have Salah already, or if you've you're missing a key player, like you don't have a Spurs player for 26, or you don't have an Arsenal player, then I think I would prefer, well, not Arsenal, they're blank, but, you know, I think I'd prefer to set myself up more for 26, unless there's nothing else that's wrong with your team and you feel fully prepared for 26. And then, yeah, why not take a chance on having the double up, knowing you can move it on the week after?
Yeah, no, fair enough. I mean, it could be a big differential. I don't think there's been many people with triple... you know, United assets, not in the top 10K, certainly. And I it might well be genius. I mean, it'll definitely send you a third. Obviously, I think Rafinha's a great player, though, from Leeds side. Obviously, they've got a very difficult double. But, you know, you could easily get points against United, maybe against Liverpool too. You never know. I've got another super chat. So I'm going to go to those first, but I am going to get to other ones as well. Yes, it's KDB to Salah for 25. He got two free transfers, wants to move. Concerned about KDB getting a rest. Could get Bruno, then Salah for game at 26, but that might mean an extra minus four. So KDB to Salah?
It's very hard to sell KDB ahead of Norwich. KDB
against Norwich that would make me... I obviously made the wrong decision, and I still feel... I'm not going to change that stand. That would be insane. That would be absolutely insane. But I wouldn't be sad at all holding KDB into this game week.
No, and like I said before, Salah's record against Burnley isn't brilliant, but KDB's got Norwich. There is a chance he gets a rest. There is definitely a chance of that with the Champions League and stuff to come. But I don't think it's a huge risk. Like I don't think he's, you know, definitely missing out on the game. And I think if that Man City team sheet comes out and he's playing, you're going to feel a bit sick that you've sold him ahead of a good trip to...
Yeah, that'd be pretty frightening. Norwich. A pretty frightening watch.
I think I'd wait on Salah. Like, that's my plan. I'm just going to hold it out. And it will be a frightening watch watching him play against Burnley. But I just think to KDB, he could do so much damage against Norwich.
Yeah, I think I would keep keep KDB. I mean, it obviously depends what else you've got on your bench to cover. I appreciate you've got a free transfer. You don't want to waste it. So I'd see whether anything else you can set up ahead of, even if it's on the bench, ahead of for 26. Okay. Is an 8-point hit worth taking to save the wild card? I think a wild card's worth more than 8 points.
I do too. Yeah. I think for me, a wild card, if I'm looking to change more than about 6 or 7 players, then that's when a wild card comes in. My original plan was to wild card this week. But actually, I looked at my team and thought, well, it's probably only 3 changes in there that I actually want to make ahead of 26. So for the sake of what would be a -4 and a -4, if I do it over the next 2 weeks, or if I hold it and roll this week, just 1 -4, it's not worth it. So yeah, hold your wild card. It will come in useful. You know, we're going to have some bigger doubles to come. Well, we're going to have doubles to come for sure, because you've got 13 games left to be rearranged. We could have some bigger blank game weeks, depending upon what happens with the FA Cup and the progression of the Premier League sides in that. So I think holding a wild card for a bit later on in the season still makes a lot of sense to me. It's not worth it for -8 to take the hit.
Yeah, I think 8-point hit. I think there was a 12-point hit proposed earlier. That feels a little bit excessive, but 8 points I don't think is terrible compared, considering how much is, you know, on offer in the doubles. As Adam Hardy asks, presumably me, unless you're an Everton fan. So are you an Everton fan? No, fair enough.
No, I had such a bad night the other night, though. I'm up for options.
As an Everton fan, do you honestly think Rafinha is a good option against you guys this weekend? I think anyone's a good option against us at the moment. It's really interesting. If you look at the 2 games Lampard had in charge, the first one against Brentford, we looked generally different. We looked full of confidence. We looked, you know, we were relatively well organised offensively as well. The problem we've had is injuries to key players. And again, Mina, when Gray and Mina went off, I don't think we were like bossing it against Newcastle, but we lost Gray and Mina and we kind of fell apart then. And that Mina is such an important presence against set pieces and just size in our defence. And when he's off, that we lose him. And equally when Gray's just such a great get out ball and he's always causing trouble. And so it depends who we've got, really.
Your strategy, didn't it? Because then Lampard's got 2 changes he can't make. So he probably would have brought on Dominic Calvert-Lewin in that game.
He probably would have put DCL on. He probably wouldn't have put both Van der Beek and Dele Alli in that game unless he'd had to. Yeah. I don't think Dele Alli looked quite up to it. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not saying that he won't be. I didn't think he looked quite up to the speed of it. I thought Van der Beek looked very good, to be honest. He was very tidy. But yeah, I think I think Everton are still rebuilding. I generally don't think we're going to go down. I think we'll probably steady the ship, get a few wins together and be okay. I think Lampard's a good manager. But yeah, I think it's a totally fair pick against Everton. Everton clearly are not organised yet. So yeah. 2 free transfers. This is Kenan. 2 free transfers. Sterling to Bruno. Roll the transfer or Sterling to Salah and... Yeah. Or Sterling to Salah and Bernardo to Ramsey. So would you just go Sterling to Bruno and roll, or Sterling to Salah and Bernardo to Ramsey? So that's completely different decisions. But getting rid of Sterling either way. Would you go... I guess it's going back to that Bruno to Salah question. I think we've already said it depends on what other United coverage you've got. If you want to be in this double game week, then you need, you know, probably United attacker. But so that makes sense. I'd probably go to Bruno and roll, but then... I think Bernardo against Norwich is not a terrible... You're saying you're getting rid of Bernardo, but not this week, right?
Well, yeah, so Bernardo is my Salah spot, effectively. So, but I don't want to get rid of him ahead of Norwich because, you know, he's actually... The underlying stats have been all right. And I just feel like for this game against Norwich, I mean, they got Spurs the week after, so it's not... Probably score out for, won't he? But at that point, when you know he's got a single game week against Spurs and Salah's got a really, really nice double game week, then that's a transfer I want to make. But going into this double game week,
it's interesting, you know, getting rid of Sterling as well. I mean, I guess you know, in our predicted lineup, Sterling's got a slot at the moment. Mm-hmm. Well, if you go in the predicted lineup on Scout, I shall do for wrong page. And obviously, this is a predicted lineup. Neil is very good. He's a bit of a genius, really. We don't like to say too much. We don't want to alert the transfer scouts. But yeah, I mean, that's the predicted lineup at the moment for City from our team. Obviously, we don't know that. Pep doesn't call anymore like he used to. But you know, that could be no KDB and Sterling starting. That's interesting, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't be in a hurry to sell Sterling ahead of Norwich, I guess.
Really. No, and this is the problem, isn't it? Is that actually the single game week players this week have got quite nice fixtures, and we aren't seeing Manchester United players suddenly, you know, absolutely banging. I think that would be different. If, you know, we were going into this game week and Ronaldo and Bruno were both absolute flames at the moment, then you'd be like, and Manchester United generally are playing really well, then you'd be like, okay, well, I have to invest. But the way that they are playing, it's not making me want to get rid of players that are doing well. You know, selling the likes of KDB and Sterling ahead of a trip to Norwich just feels
I think it's you've got to be really confident, and I don't think you're right. I don't think United attack is giving us reasons to be confident to sell premium assets. Although, you know, the problem with City obviously is who's going to play. It's always been the problem. Wildcard this week, would you go Jota or Robbo?
Jota for me, still. So I have a little bit of bias here because I'm not a big fan of the defensive double up. I never have been. I always get this kind of fear, I suppose, of clean sheets going. And I know that while you own Trent and Robbo isn't because of clean sheets. I mean, that they're obviously
attacking option,
but it's the attacking threat. But I look at the way that Jota is playing. Like Jota, he didn't play particularly well while Salah and Mane were away at AFCON.
No.
Not in a way that we would have all hoped. But what did we see the first game that they're kind of back in and around is an upping of his game. And I think, you know, Mane only arrived back yesterday. Klopp said he was sleeping. You know, he's not
playing this weekend, though. So.
I don't think so. I think he'll do what he did with Salah. He'll put him on the bench. He'll play Diaz. I didn't think Firmino looked great, if I'm honest, in back in game at 24, I just didn't think he looked brilliant against Leicester yesterday. So could I see him play Diaz, Jota and Salah? Yes, absolutely. And could Firmino come on for some minutes and maybe Jota goes off on 60, 70? Yes. And you're not going to have the consistency of starts that you get from Robbo with Jota, but the upside is huge from Jota. And I think for me, I'm happy to stay invested in Jota. I do think there is a case for swapping Jota to a double up at the back for Liverpool, absolutely, because it frees up a midfield spot, means you can invest in other teams, all of that good stuff.
I also think of the back line, Robbo is more likely to be rotated, and I also think maybe it is just a sort of freak of the data, but notably his better performances came when Salah and Mane weren't in the team, and they are going to be again, so. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's a great player and it's not a terrible pick. We've got another super chat. Thank you so much, Paul Kitt. Hope you're doing well. I'm all right. I mean, I've been better. I was better in December when I was the top 4K, but never mind. I have two premium strikers, Kane and Ron. Captain Ron will try and get Bruno. I have two front transfers. Yeah, I wouldn't be switching from Ronaldo to Bruno, really. Hello. Hello, hello. This is not Mark and Luke. I don't know what happened there. I don't know how many people are still with us. Not many, probably, because we've moved to a different street. I have no idea what's occurred, I'm afraid. I presume it's...
We've ended up somewhere random now.
I just pressed the button to start streaming again. I appear to be a different stream. I don't know. What do we do? Is anybody still... Can you divert people here? Nuclear? I can't restart that stream, I'm afraid, for some reason. So we'll get...
I've just given a lovely answer to Paul Kitt's super...
I know, we gave a lovely answer. I don't know if Pulkett heard that. Are we live again?
We do seem to be. People coming back into the chat. Okay. So,
right. So, apologies for that. I'm going to have to... No idea what happened there. That's... hello, hello, hello. Okay, well, great that some of you are still here. We're not...
You'll have to edit the title of this when we're done. Az is going to come back and go, what have you two been doing?
Az is never going to let me do anything again. The problem with the questions, Nuclear, I will do that, but they disappear out of my window, so I'm going to have to try and find them. Have you got the... are you in... you're in YouTube there, Sam? Have you got YouTube open, the chat? Can you just have a look, grab some questions?
In the old chat?
Yeah, the old chat, yeah.
Hang on.
We can just grab a couple out of there. I don't think we want to post all the same questions again. Okay, if you can't see it, you can't. I can't. That was just absolute carnage. No idea what happened there.
Az will never trust us
again. He will never trust me again. He's going to be telling me. So, we're going to answer some of your questions here. Please repost them in here. No idea what happened, but we're back for the time being. Fingers crossed. We've got a question from CM Punk. Is it worth holding both free hits post game, post 30? Is it worth holding your free hits for post game 30? You got both your free hits still?
No, I've used one of them.
So no, Sam said no, don't worry.
I don't think you're going to need a free hit in game week 27 now with the double for Burnley and with Leicester now playing. It's only really going to be Arsenal if you own an Arsenal asset and Liverpool if you own those three that you're going to have an issue with. So I think you can definitely roll through 27 without it. For me, the free hits, one of the best seasons I've ever had was when I held my free hit to the final game week of the season and I played it on game week 38. And because everything kicks off at the same time and because you get a bit of insight into, you know, who's on the beach, which teams do you want to invest in. Managers are a bit more free about what they're talking about at that point, so you sort of know who's going to play. It gave me one of the biggest green arrows I've ever had at that point. So I don't think a free hit, if you've still got them, like, don't waste them by just using them because you feel like you should. If it doesn't work for your team, keep it. If you use it in latter single game weeks, just because we've got some more understanding of team news or, you know, who's fighting for something by that point, then great. I'll happily keep mine until the last game week of the season and play it then.
So you don't think 27 will need one? I was thinking we might, but you don't think we need one, fair enough.
Well, the reality is you're going to have three Liverpool players. Most people have de-invested in Chelsea anyway by this stage. And most people, if you've got an Arsenal player, it's probably likely to be Ramsdale, and then you've probably got a second playing keeper anyway. So you best bench your three Liverpool assets, bench Ramsdale, and then you've still got 11 out.
Cool. Okay. Hello, Mark and Luke. Yeah, it's not Mark and Luke. Look, I don't know what happened. I was sitting here. Someone gave me I started streaming. It stopped working. And anyway, forget it.
We'll change all the graphics over
just
on the front
on,
of that afterwards.
I am Mark. I am Mark in disguise. I'll pull the mask off. It was me all along. Muhahaha. So Cyberpunk says there are still around 15 fixtures to be rearranged, plus more will be postponed. Seems like more upside with doubles almost every week post 30. Mm. Is Lee still treading water with his rank?
Who's asked that?
That's nuclear atoms.
That's nuclear atoms. Lee actually had a good week last week. He's at about 160k now, so he's having green arrows as well. I just think I played Ramsey this week. I didn't want to bench him because I thought he could have a good game week, and Lee benched him. And it's one of those, isn't it, that when you bench a player who then hauls and they don't come on, it's really frustrating. So it's getting those benching decisions right. And I'm quite lucky in that the way that my team's structured, I've got two defenders who I'll happily bench. I can play all my midfielders, but he's not in that place because he's got four defenders he wants to play. So he has to make some tough calls. He's sort of slowly climbing. It's not too bad.
Slowly climbing. That's good. What sort of rank is he?
I think he's 160-ish now.
He'll be past me next week. so, if anybody wants to become comforted, I am I'm mud. My name is mud. I've been so. I was looking at my. Here's my game week. Here's a little bit of love for you. You can enjoy this. Here's my game week history. Where are we coming in? There we go. So started pretty well. And there I was, just inside the top 5k, game week 16. And then it's just been
because you got in a competition with Az, that's why.
So I was ahead of, I started, it was actually. And then I was hanging around the top 50, 40k. I was thinking, it's okay, I can make my move, I'll be all right. And then, game week 23 was disastrous. And then, it's when you're trying to catch up points, it's the worst thing to do. You've just got to steady the ship. It's like, when you take over as a club, sort out the back four. Don't worry everything else, just steady the ship. Don't come up with some maverick idea.
Yeah.
And I credit Joe with this one because it was my fault for taking the advice, but it was his tip. If it had gone off brilliantly, I would never have mentioned it, but it didn't. So I'm blaming him. We're not talking about Bruno. What? Bringing Bruno to triple up on United? No, I don't think so.
Don't triple up on United. Just save the transfer for game week 26.
Best three forwards in a wild card. That's a good question.
If for this week, if I was wildcarding right now, I'd get Ronaldo, I'd get Morpai, and Oh, the third one's a bit more difficult. Depends on how much budget you've got.
Edward, he's very popular. Got me a point last week.
No. But then more pie, I'd move to Veghorst for the week after. So I'd play those doubles with that. Ronaldo, I'd then swap out for Kane. And then probably Broja, probably go Broja in that third spot. So I'd probably go Ronaldo, Morpi, Broja. And then next week, make Ronaldo and Morpi.
So with
Kane,
a double-double, is Veghorst now a...
He's the talk of the town.
Mm.
Because he's going to be, isn't he? He looked decent. He got his first assist against Manchester United and he had a good game. He's tall. He's exactly what Burnley need. I think they need to obviously start winning games. They need to score goals. He's going to do that. And with the fixtures that they have in terms of the double-double and still two game weeks to be rearranged, what's not to like about him? 6.5. Perfect.
No, fair enough. I hadn't even thought of Veghorst. It's not even on my... So the fact that I've not thought about bringing him in... I mean, obviously, the double-double's just, you know, descended this week. But that suggests he's an ideal pick. So I think alternate view to Mr. James is the way to go. I'm going to try and answer... I think we've got to wrap up in a little bit anyway. Apologies for the... Yeah, thanks. Thanks, CM Punk. I don't know which one's Mark. It's certainly not me at the moment. I think... although Mark's not having a great season either. Where is Mark? But he's gone above me as well. Where is Mark? I'm actually curious into the old Milton Keynes. Where is he? I'm still above the Southerns, but he had 74. Not very much now. It's 31 points. So he'll. I used to. When I've been with Scout, part of Scout since very early days, obviously, and I used to kind of. I used to be always kind of vying with Mark, and it was always something that was over usually by about Christmas, and I'd sort of go off and concentrate on something else. But no, last season it was very close, and this season I've got a chance. Okay. Oh my God, we've got another super chat. Despite, thank you so much for sticking with us, guys. Okay, so this is from Varane. Midfield worries: KDB, Sterling, and Martinelli. No Salah. Other worries: Alonso, Antonio, Pukki, Lloris. Have 0.9 million and 2 free transfers. What would you prioritise? That's really interesting. Again, we've talked about KDB, Sterling. I think you stick with them for the next game, and one of them's going to play, right? And
so Martinelli now doesn't play 25 and blanks the first.
So he's out
of
right?
the double game week.
He's
the priority out for me. So I'd be looking to replace him, probably with somebody like Cornet, Ramsey. I feel like I've said Cornet and Ramsey a lot, but I'd be looking to take him to one of those guys, play the doubles for Cornet, or if you need to play them this week, then go Ramsey. Other issues, Alonso, Antonio, Pukki, yeah. Antonio and Pukki. Yeah, see, one of those, Antonio, Pukki in particular, like Veghorst, definitely, or play the double and go Morpi. Both make a lot of sense. So they would be my priorities. I wouldn't be priority transferring out KDB or Sterling, but then obviously you want to be able to do one of them out next week for Salah. So make sure you've got the money to do that.
Yeah, no, I can completely agree. I'd keep the KDB Sterling this week, and yeah, still Martinelli, and then yeah, maybe you deal with Pukki and one of those as part of the move to Salah the week after. Okay, yeah. So that's good. Let's do two more questions. Everton are not getting relegated. That's easy. Kate Muppet, that's a good name. I feel oddly the Muppets is actually bizarrely appropriate for my handling of the stream. And I am El Fossey. How many hits are you thinking of taking if your ideal plan can be executed between now and including game week 27? Have you got hits in your plan? I don't. I only have one hit if I get an extra double game week player. I'm not really thinking of hits.
So yeah, I will be hitting ahead of game week 26. One hit, it will be... so I know my transfers for next week will be Bernardo Silva to Salah. It will be Ronaldo to Kane. And it will be Dominic Calvert-Lewin to Veghorst to get me through game week 26. And then I'll be keeping my eyes on what Kane does during game week 26 as to whether I'm going to hold him long term or whether I'm going to take the money out of him, go down to one of the other cheaper forwards, you know, in the sort of Ollie Watkins-ish bracket, because then that would allow me to get in another premium midfielder and maybe move to Sun instead.
Okay. And final question, and then we will wrap it up, I think. Thank you for sticking with us. Those that have, apologies for not. Adrian Q. Need a playing goalkeeper as currently Backman and Ramsdale first choice. No money in the bank, so I have to use two free transfers. Shall I go De Gea and Cornet or Sanchez and Raf for Backman and Madison? Or should I just go Foster and Roll as the alternative?
Backman and Ramsdale.
So would you go to
De Gea
and Cornet or Sanchez and Rafinha?
Why not
go Foster and Roll? I don't know. I mean, Foster and Roll's not a bad shot at all, really. I mean, Roy's
Foster
looking,
and Roll's fine. Yeah, Roy's Foster and Roll is fine. The other option is to go Pope. Play the double-double in a couple of weeks' time.
Fabio went Pope, didn't he? Fabio has just turned from being in the mud to being, I think he's top 2 or 3K again now.
Pope and Cornet, maybe. Sanchez and Cornet. I don't know about David De Gea. He'll make saves, but I don't see Manchester United keeping a clean sheet across this double game week. So I might be inclined to go with Sanchez. I also think Sanchez is easier to hold longer term because he's cheaper. Or just go Foster and then have a little bit more money. But yeah, Pope is a good option too.
Okay. All right, what's the final one? Need to replace Keane. Thinking of Digne or Trippier. Who would you go for?
Oh, that's hard because I like them both. Digne's got more chance of clean sheets and attacking returns. Trippier's probably just going to get the attacking returns. So on that basis, I'd go Luka Dean.
Yeah, and I think Digne probably. I mean, Trippier, look, you know, I think being into the Villa, I think Newcastle looked a lot better than they have. I think they've really made some good signings, and they've I think they'll stay up. Actually, I wasn't quite as convinced they were you know, destined to go down as everybody else was. But the signings have been decent. I think Everton will probably stay up as well. Provided they remove it to, you know, change it to that one team relegated, we'll definitely stay up. But yeah, I think Trippier is not a bad shout. But I think
he's a decent option.
What's the double-double? Burnley.
Burnley.
Burnley. Burnley, yeah. It was announced slyly on their own... It came out of their own Twitter feed yesterday, I think. They've doubling 26 and 27. They've got Brighton and Spurs in 26 and Palace and Leicester in 27.
Yeah.
Which is why Sam keeps talking about Weghorst constantly. I'm not sure it's not the only reason. And Cornet as well. So... fantastic. Okay, guys, we're gonna wrap it there because Sam's got to go off to do her things, and before the sky falls in, we're gonna leave you to it. Thank you so much for your patience. Thank you for being with me, as we'll be back next week. So it's as hard as it looks. Hopefully I will be allowed to appear on another video in another month or so, but until then, I've been Elfozzy. Thank you for your time. Sam, say goodbye.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'll see you soon.
Bye.